This is The Qualified.
The Qualified.
The Qualified.
El Calificado.
The Qualified with Ryan Huff.
Hey, what's going on, Qualified family? Hope you're having an amazing day as always, and welcome back to The Qualified, where the ultimate goal is to empower you to chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. Y'all, I am super excited to be here today. I'm elated to have the opportunity to have the conversation with you, whoever you are listening on the other side of this microphone that I'm talking into right now. I just really appreciate your time, man. I'm grateful for you. Whether you are already a part of the Qualified family or this is your first time listening, either way, thank you so very much. And I will do my best to make this next however long that we're here together enjoyable, impactful, and ultimately add some value to your day. That's what I'm hoping for, man. And all glory to God. Y'all, the reason we call this podcast The Qualified is because I believe that we are all qualified to make a difference with this beautiful gift of life that we've been given. However, just because we have potential, though, kind of really means nothing unless you put in the work to make that difference into a reality, right? I mean, Proverbs 14:23 says that in all labor there is profit, but idle chatter leads to poverty. So that being said, you got to work for it. Just because you're qualified for more, you still got to put in the work to make that difference into a reality. So my hope is that something that is shared today, whether it's me or in the future with guests that are on or whatever it may be, maybe sharing a personal life experience or a story, whatever it is, my ultimate goal, my ultimate hope is that it empowers you to start living the qualified life, that you take it and that you use it and start applying it on a daily basis to change the trajectory of your life, to change your family tree, to change how you live your life daily, to impact someone's life that you might not even know who's watching. I want it to better your life altogether because you're qualified for more, so you should never settle for less. You're here for more. You're created for more. So since you're here for more and created for more and you have purpose on your life, let's make it count. Let's make it count, man. There's no do-overs, man. We got one shot, one opportunity. Let's rock and roll. I'm about to start rapping some Eminem in here. I'm excited, man. Let's go. So anyhow, guys, that is the podcast. That is the that is what we're here for. I'm kind of doing this this episode a little bit differently today, kind of doing a little intro, a lot of updates, a little bit of intro, new direction for the show, and all kinds of jazz like that. So I'm going to go and get started in this conversation. And but before we do, I'm going to open up with a quick word of prayer, and then we'll move on from there. So Father God, thank you so much for this amazing day. Lord, thank you so much for all the blessings that have come in my life. Lord, all the trials, all of the hardships, Lord, I thank you for it all. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to walk through those, Father, because Lord, I know that Lord, everything that happens in life happens for us. Father, I know that you allow us to go through it with ultimately your name being honored and your name being glorified. So Father, let's pray Exodus 4:12 over this conversation. I pray that you would speak in and through me, Father, and things that I didn't even think about sharing, that you would give me the conviction to say it and help me to say it to where it makes sense, and just help this conversation just empower the other person on the other side of my voice to live the qualified life, to become the man or woman that you created them to become. In your powerful name, I pray. Amen. All right, y'all. So I'm just going to, first of all, give a shout out to Jonathan and Emily. I know you guys are listening. So y'all, thank you so much for listening. As actually just a couple new friends of mine, man. I'm also a wedding officiant. You can feel free to check me out, qualifiedcovenant.com. shameless plug. But I just got off the phone with them not too long ago. And officiating their wedding coming up in September of this year. It's going to be super exciting, and it's going to be a blast. We're going to have a great time. But as we were talking, they're like, yeah, we got referred to your site and such, and we were listening to your podcast. I was like, oh wow, well thank you so much. And so, anyways, I was like, so I kind of gave them a little bit of an update before I started recording this episode. So anyhow, Jonathan, Emily, I'm honored to be your officiant. I'm super excited to that you guys are listening, and thank you so much for having me on your special day. But you guys, I wanted to give y'all an update about a new direction for the podcast. So if you're not familiar, maybe this is your first episode. Seriously, man, thank you for listening. I used to kind of give you some history of my life. I used to do this podcast, and I one of the things that I would say, and people would ask me about qualified apparel, they'd ask me about the podcast or whatever it is, I'd always lead with saying this, and this story is still true, but at the same time, it carries a different meaning with it. And I realized that there was some growth that I needed to do just recently. And I had my beautiful wife to thank for that. That's a life update that we'll talk about a little bit more at length later on in the show. But anyhow, whenever I would talk about it, I'd be like, yeah, man, you know, I have this pot, you have this, you know, apparel company, Qualified Apparel. You know, we feed families in America through selling apparel, all this kind of jazz. But I would talk about, they asked me, you know, why did you start the company? Well, I'd say, or why did you start the podcast or whatever have you? And other than, you know, everything just kind of working together to be a positive impact in someone else's life, what I'd really come back to was the fact that, you know what, hey, I'd had these people that talked down to me, you know, they talked down to me for not having, you know, these people that were, I considered my best friends at the time. And, you know, they talked down to me for not having a college degree like they had, you know, not having a family that was as well off as theirs was, or not having a new car like they had. You know, I had one guy in that group literally, you know, call my car a POS one day, and it was very embarrassing. It was in front of a bunch of people, and it's hurtful, man. But, it's fine now, but it was just like, I realized over time that I was harboring unforgiveness towards those people, because in my head, whenever I would think about those experiences, unfortunately, you know, I had my best friend came along several years later who opened my eyes to some things and kind of made me realize, like, hey, you know what, Ryan, after you go and hang out with these people you call your best friend, and then you come over to my house, you kind of feel like crap every time. You ever noticed that? You kind of just, you know, come over here and you vent unintentionally. And I didn't, because I mean, I love these people, you know, and I fancied them my best friends and such, and not realizing, which to be fair to them, I don't think they ever did that intentionally, any of the things that they said or did with any like ill intent. It just kind of, you know, is what it is kind of a thing. But one of the things that he made me realize was that. And so, you know, I just kind of changed and, you know, just dropped those friends, and it was very telling. Only one of them ever reached back out to kind of, you know, figure out what happened. But I kind of took that with me as like a chip on my shoulder, if you will, of like, you know, hey, I'm going to be more successful than any of y'all put together. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to, you know, prove to you that you were wrong, kind of a thing. And I realized after listening to a sermon not too long ago, I go to Gateway Church here in Texas, and I was listening to Pastor Robert, one of Pastor Robert's messages, and he was talking about forgiveness. And one of the things that he was saying is, if you always have to feel like you have to do something to prove them wrong, then guess what? You haven't actually forgiven that person, because they're always living in your head. They're always in the forefront of your thoughts. Like, well, I got to do this in order to prove them wrong because they were wrong about me or whatever it is. Like, why does it matter what they said about you? Why does it matter what they did? Why does it matter? I mean, obviously, yeah, what they did was wrong. Yeah. I don't, you know, say it was right. It was wrong. But at the same time, what does God say about you? You know, what does my heavenly Father say about me? What does the best friend who sits closer than a brother say about me? You know, and whenever I started getting in the Word, and after that sermon, it really convicted me. I just realized, I'm like, man, I really have not forgiven these people. And the fact of the matter was, I hadn't. And so I literally got on Facebook. I actually had a couple of their numbers still saved. And this is under my wife's encouragement. She had been encouraging me for a while, actually. Before she was my wife, she was my girlfriend and fiance. But she had been encouraging me with this for a while. She goes, you should message them and just like release that, you know, forgiveness to them by faith, release it. And so I was like, yeah, whatever, you know, quiet down, woman, you know. And so, because I didn't think I had any unforgiveness, you know, I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I think of unforgiveness in a different way. I was like, I don't hold a grudge toward these people or anything. You know, I'm just looking to prove them wrong or whatever have you. And so anyhow, but in reality, after I heard that sermon, it really convicted my heart. And I was like, yeah, wow, that, you know what? He's right. I haven't forgiven these people. And so I literally sent them a message on Messenger, and a couple of them I had on Messenger, a couple of them I still had their numbers. Excuse me. And so I just sent him a message of, you know, sent him an audio, and I was like, hey, you know, whatever, just, you know, you came across my mind the other day and just thought about you and just wanted to send you a message and just checking on things. How's everything going? Kind of, I didn't mention anything of the past or whatever have you. But for me, that was really just symbolic. And it was really just a release. I'm like, Lord, by faith in Jesus' name, I forgive these people that have done me harm, you know? And in reality, guys, I'm very, 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 very grateful that God allowed me to go through that, though, that God allowed me to go through those feelings of inadequacy, that God allowed me to go through all those kind of things, because ultimately what it did is it by me going through that, it might not seem, you know, like a big deal to someone listening right now, and that's perfectly fine. I mean, everyone's story is different, everyone's level of, you know, hurt or whatever it is, everyone's, you know, I had a friend, his name is Will, said it once before. He goes, everyone's level 10 is different, right? Someone's level 10, basically their level 10 of difficulty in life. Someone else's level 10 could be someone else's level 1, right? It's all relative. But for me, I'm very grateful because that God allowed me to walk through that. Ultimately, you know, he works everything together for our good and for his glory. But he allowed me to walk through that in order for me to be able to empower and lift and uplift others who have gone through difficulties as well. Because I can't tell you how many times that I've had a conversation with someone that I've been able to speak life into who might have been going through a hard time, whether it's related to what I went through or not. They still went through that. And it was interesting too. Like, I've been able to speak life and also be able to encourage other people to be like, dude, you like really need to focus on forgiveness, and especially forgiveness too, especially if you're a Christian, because like there's verses that even say like God won't even hear your prayers if you haven't forgiven, you know? So it's like, don't expect God to come through if you're not walking in if you haven't, you know, by faith forgiven someone, right? And forgiveness is a process too. And that's why you do it by faith, and you know, wake up every day and like, Lord, by faith in Jesus' name, I forgive that person, and just focus on, you know, just praying for them and walking in love and moving forward. You know, you gotta continue moving forward. But that was really the new direction that I wanted to go with the show, because I'm like, man, like, so we're no longer doing this to prove anyone wrong. We're essentially just proving ourselves right, that I believe in myself and that God believes in me, and you know, he's created for me for great things, qualified me for a great thing. So it's like, I don't need to prove anything to them. I walk in love. And if I ever see them in person again, hey, I'll still walk in love. And it'll still be fine. No worries whatsoever. But anyhow, it was just, so that was just a really cool realization, like a new direction to take in the show. I'm like, you know what? Even though the mission stays the same, the reason for doing the show is different, because I'm not doing it to try to, you know, be successful and do all these things in spite of, you know, just to rub it in someone's face. I remember I used to say, this is a good also, I didn't think about this till just right this second. This is also a good barometer. I literally would tell people, you guys, no joke, I would literally tell people that, you know what, hey, I'm doing this as a metaphorical middle finger to these people. I'm like, if your mindset is that, chances are you're not walking in forgiveness, and chances are you haven't forgiven those people. So that's like Jesus would not say that, bro. And so anyhow, thank you, Holy Spirit. I didn't think about that till just now. But I literally would say that. I remember saying that on a couple different buddies' podcasts. Logan, I think Logan and my buddy Frank Rich, Logan Campbell and Frank Rich. They have great shows themselves, by the way. I'll check those out. But I remember talking on their shows. I remember saying that out loud too. Wow. Dang. That's wow. Jeez. If that's not reason enough why I was certainly not forgiving those people, I don't know what is. But anyhow, man, my goal is still to be very successful, to be able to do greater things for the kingdom of God. And so that's what we're working towards now. But anyhow, guys, that's the new direction of the podcast. Wanted to also give y'all some life updates. And by the way, I kind of skimmed over that, but I wanted to say it again. Whatever you're walking through right now, however hard, however difficult it may be, whether you're a believer or not, I'm not sure where you are on your faith walk right now, but I just want to encourage you, whatever you're walking through right now, there is a plan behind it. There is a purpose behind it. You might not understand it right now. You might not see it. It might not make sense altogether. I mean, I just recently have been like reminded so much of the story of Noah, you know, in Exodus. And I think it's in Exodus. I haven't actually gotten that far yet. I'm in my reading right now. I think it's in Exodus, but I'm really not positive. But anyhow, I'm pretty sure it is. Anyways, it's in the Bible. but Noah, you know, he gets a word from the Lord, you know, about, hey, you need to build an ark because, you know, I'm going to basically wipe the earth clean and start over and such. And so many people were calling this man nuts for 120 years. You know, there's never been a drop of rain that fell, you know? And, you know, I could imagine like how his heart must have been just hurting during that time too. I don't know if it was. I mean, I'm not sure if there's any biblical recollection of that or not, but it just must have been a difficult time for him because, you know, you get this word from the Lord and you're trying to walk it out to the best of your ability. You're building this ark, this behemoth of an engineering marvel. And you're just getting ridiculed by all these people every day. Like, dude, like, give up on your dream, give up on this, give up on that and such. But like, God was allowing him to walk through that because of what was on the other side of it. It took 120 years to get to that point. But anyways, there's always the point being, without extrapolating into that, because I'm not sure I could explain it very well. So the point being, we're always going to be, we're going to walk through things, guys, that might not make sense at the time. And while it might not make sense at this time, we can look in scripture and see that, you know what, hey, God didn't even spare his own son from walking through difficulties. And clearly I'm going to walk through things, right? And then we also see, like, Romans 8:28, God works everything together, you know, right, for our good. And then we can look in, like, 1 Corinthians, where it says, right now we see in part, but eventually we'll see in full. So eventually we're going to understand why we're walking through what we're walking through. So whatever the difficulty may be, whether you're a Christian or not listening to this right now, I just pray for, number one, for endurance and for patience for you, but also for strength walking through whatever it is, and for peace and for understanding and godly wisdom. But also just know, man, that it's going to come full circle, and it's going to come to where you're like, wow, okay, I understand why I was walking through that now, because that prepared me for this, and this prepared me for that, and that ultimately led me to where I'm walking into today. So I just want to encourage you, keep your head up, keep moving forward. It's going to get better in Jesus' name. So y'all, let's give you a couple life updates as we get close to wrapping this episode up. A couple life updates, not a couple, this is several. I got married recently. That's super exciting. I got married to my beautiful wife, my little Cuban fruit package. I was going to say a couple other, you know, goofy pickup lines, but, you know, nothing came to mind at the moment. But anyways, my beautiful wife, Miss Tiffany Huff, she and I got married on December 14th, 2022. So we haven't even been married 2 months when this podcast comes out. But we've been married for just over a month. And we got married in Treasure Island, Florida, on Treasure Island Beach in Florida. And beautiful day, beautiful venue. It was awesome. Our wedding pictures, oh my goodness, we're so grateful for our videographer that came, the company was Garter and Whiskey, I believe, and we're so grateful for him, because our wedding pictures were something else, let's just put it that way. But anyways, it was still a beautiful day. We had a great time with friends and family, and so we got married recently, so that's awesome. We got a new apartment recently too, so that's pretty dang awesome as well. When Tiffany came to Texas, we recently moved her into a new apartment on November. And then after we got married, of course, I then was able to move in. So that was exciting. And so we've been having lots of sex. That's been cool. it's God honoring at this point too. So that's fun. And so we're in this awesome, beautiful apartment in Fort Worth. So we're super excited about that. We just recently got a new headquarters for Qualified Apparel. That's super exciting as well. Had the opportunity to move to a new place that's actually closer to us. We're working with some amazing people there. I'm growing my leadership ability. So is Tiffany, and our employee Jason is doing great. And everything's just moving forward, man. Everything's moving in a great direction. Married life has not been the easiest. I will be transparent as well. It hasn't been the easiest, man. If you are a selfish person, you are going to have a very, very difficult time being married. Let me just tell you that, because being married forces you to forget about any selfishness that you ever had, which I quite frankly did not fancy myself a selfish person, but man, whatever that process, you know, the Bible talks about two become one. It can be really challenging, you know, and there's been times in our relationship, in our marriage, man, where it's been like, dang, did I make the right choice? You know, I know that she's been thinking that. And then I've thought about, like, gosh, I just want to get out of this thing, man, and such. And so anyways, but it's honestly, that's just, you know, just the enemy talking and whatnot. But it's like, just things that ultimately just selfish things that I had to get over, and things that she's had to work through. And it's been a blast, man. And seriously, it's been super fulfilling at the same time, even though, yeah, we've had our difficulties, but it, like, just like with anything, man, like, everything worth doing has a certain level of difficulty as well. You know, like, anything worth achieving that's actually, you know, greater than where you're at currently has a level of difficulty. So it's also, while, yeah, there's been challenges, it's also one of the most fulfilling relationships I've ever had and have ever experienced. And I'm elated for the years and years to come, you know, especially whenever we have children next couple of years, that's going to be super exciting. And, you know, getting our first house together and all that kind of jazz, man, it's just going to be a lot of fun. So that's very exciting. So And then last but not least, there are also a lot of new weddings that that I'm officiating this year. So that's super exciting. I think at this time, what are we at? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I want to say 6 and 7. I think Emily and Jonathan would be 6. And then another one I'm talking to, I have another meeting with coming up. So anyways, yeah. So we have several weddings coming up this year as well. So that's super exciting, and working on growing that, that business as well, which is, definitely been a major blessing too. So able to serve a lot of awesome couples and learn different stories and just be a part of their special day, and hopefully make it as stress-free as possible. I know it's a heck of a day. So anyways, but that's basically some life updates, man. I think that is, yeah, that's a couple, you know, several life dates. Checking my phone, some notes that I had written down here, just making sure I got everything. But yeah, those are some life updates and things that are going on in my personal life. Started running again, so that's super exciting. Working on staying consistent with that, and working on as well, you know, getting trained for a marathon later this year. So very excited about that. And then I think that's about it. Yes. So wanted to leave y'all with a word of encouragement. There was something that I posted earlier this week on Instagram, on my Instagram stories, and wanted to share it with you guys, but really just wanted to focus on just encouraging y'all to stay focused on becoming the man or woman that God created y'all to be. And by doing that, wanted to share this word of encouragement that I made earlier this week. And honestly, it came after I saw a post from a buddy of mine, that I've been friends with him for a while now. His name is Dalton. And it was a post that he had shared, which was a post that was, how many times can I say post? But, it was something that he had shared. And what it was is it was showcasing this beautiful home, right? It was like I think it was like 30,000 square feet, just ridiculous, but gorgeous nonetheless and amazing. And if that's your goal to be able to purchase that, you know, kind of a home someday, more power to you. I love that for you. That's super inspiring. And I love that. Like, I certainly have aspirations and goals myself. So keep it up. And I love that fact. But whenever he had shared it, I made the mistake of clicking on the comments, right? Because this was a repost that he had shared. And so I clicked on the comments, and sure enough, there were so many negative, just cockroach kind of people that had got, just basically were just spewing venom all over the post, talking about just, you know, how the people that own the house must be so immoral. They couldn't have gotten that by, you know, unless they cheated people out of their money and all these kind of things. Honestly, it was just a bunch of just jealousy over and over and over and over again. And so it was just ridiculous. Honestly, it's got my blood boiling a little bit. So I'm like, oh, you people have no idea. It's like, you know, not everyone who makes that sort of money is going to, obviously, yes, there's people that don't have any morals, that don't have any character, who don't have any ethics, and who are also always going to take advantage of people in order to get to where they want to be. But at the same time, my goodness, even if you had all the character, all the morals, and all the integrity, you start a company like Amazon and the entire world uses it, guess what's going to happen? You're going to become a billionaire several times over. So anyways, but regardless of that fact and regardless of that side conversation, whenever I saw all those comments, man, it just got me really just frustrated, because a lot of the people that were just saying all this kind of stuff, especially people like, you know, hey, think of all the people that are struggling and all the people in Africa or whatever have you that, you know, are hurting and such. I'm like, you know what, bro? This guy, probably living in America, if I'm not mistaken, if I clicked on his profile and saw this, probably living in America, probably has a car, probably has a cell phone, probably has a computer, you know, probably has a roof over his head and whatnot, probably has a job and such, which by default, if you have all those kind of things and you're living in America and such, you are in the top 1% of the world. But nonetheless, I mean, I'm not sure if he's selling all his things and, you know, going to promote, you know, going to help solve, you know, world hunger and everything else. But, you know, it's easy to, you know, cash, you know, shade on someone else who's doing better than you. But anyways, I digress and then keep on focus. Keep on task. Whenever I saw all this hate and all this vitriol, this really just got me irritated. And I, you know, honestly, that was the reason why I shouldn't have gotten on the comment thread in the first place. And that is this. Now, I wanted to share this point because that kind of inspired this thought. I'm just going to read this verbatim from the post that I made. It says, there are people that will always find ways of criticizing you. It won't matter how hard you work. It won't matter how much good you do. It won't even matter how much value you add to the world around you. Most people sell their dreams. They give up. When it gets too hard, they quit. Because they quit and they didn't feel it was possible for themselves, they then seem to have a, quote, moral, end quote, obligation to try and discourage anyone else from achieving things they deemed too high for their own achieving. It wasn't. They just gave up. Pray for them. Encourage them if you can. But don't waste your time or energy on them. Misery loves company. Keep focused on what God has planned for you and the life He's qualified you to live. You're qualified for more, so never settle for less. And guys, I just wanted to encourage someone who out there who might be listening to this right now that you're on the path. You know, maybe you're not wanting to make, you know, billions of dollars, or maybe you are. Maybe you're on the path of, you know, just running your first 5K, or maybe getting a better body, and you're saying no to, you know, foods you used to say yes to, right? And you're on the diet and you're working out and all these kind of things. Maybe you're focused on growing your business, right? And you're, you know, you got your LLC started, you got your, you know, EIN number, all this kind of stuff. And, you know, you're working on growing, you're working on making a difference, you know? And then maybe it's different. Maybe you're focused on growing your relationship with your Lord and Savior, you know, Jesus Christ. Maybe you're focused on growing your relationship with your wife. You know, maybe you've had a hard time. Maybe you're just getting, you know, starting a new dating relationship and such. And it's getting difficult, whatever the thing may be, right? Whatever thing that you're working towards. There are always going to be people who are going to criticize you, especially if you're doing something that's trying to elevate the quality and the level of your life, especially then. Because what I've found, you guys, and what I've noticed is that people are okay with your level of success, provided it doesn't go beyond their own level of success. Once you start going above where they think that you belong to be, that's when they start getting critical. That's when those kind of people turn into cockroaches. And I say cockroaches because they don't add any value to your life. And they're just kind of, they're disgusting. They don't add any value. They just, you know, they make everything infected, all kinds of crap. They're not good quality people. Again, that's why I just said earlier, like, pray for them. Hey, lift them up, man. Pray for them, right? Don't attack them or anything. Pray for them, encourage them if you can, but don't waste your time with them, man. Like, there was no, while there were so many things that I wanted to say on that comment thread of those people that were attacking, they don't even know. It was just a house. It's just a house, an object that was, you know, just something that was there, an inanimate object that was just there. So something that people can live in, right? All these kind of things that it had that offered. But that house, just that inanimate object that costed however many millions of dollars, inspired so many emotions in people that they felt compelled to do something about it and comment on it and whatever have you. I just want to encourage you, man. If you're the kind of person, whenever you see someone achieving at a higher level than you feel that they deserve to be achieving at, you might ask yourself this question: why am I feeling this way? Is it because you gave up on your dream, or that their success makes you feel so uncomfortable that you feel that it's your duty and obligation to go out and try to cut them down to size and make them feel bad for trying to achieve at a higher level than where they're at currently? What's so wrong with that? What's so wrong with a person who works hard, gets to where they want to be, and then is able to inspire other people to do the same thing? What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that in any aspect. Obviously, you should treat people fairly. Obviously, you should treat people with you know, how you'd want to be treated. And if people treat people wrong, then yeah, they should be dealt with, of course. You know, that's not right. That's not cool. But at the same time, if you find yourself feeling envious and jealous of someone else who's doing better than you, chances are you're not doing the work on yourself to make yourself better, because winners hardly ever criticize other winners. Winners love to see other winners win. And whenever you find people that are tearing each other down and trying to, you know, cut you down to size and such, oftentimes it's not because they don't want to see you succeed. It's because they don't want to be left behind. And oftentimes it's probably the same dream that they had for themselves at one point that they gave up on. And because they gave up on it, we're like, well, hey, you know what? If they are doing it, well, I don't want to put in the efforts. Therefore, I'm going to pull them down because they're making me feel bad about myself. You know, and so whatever camp you're in, if you're in the camp of tearing people down because someone else is better than you, then it's time to get out of that camp. You don't deserve to be in that camp, bro. Come on, that's a loser mentality. It's a loser camp. Come on, get over to the other side. Get over to the winner's side and start living your life how you were intended to live it. At a higher level, you're qualified for more, man. Stop living this loser mentality. Stop making other people's lives more miserable because you exist. Start bringing people up. And if you're on the other side, you're already out there, you know, you're trying to win, you are winning, you're out there, you're putting your best foot forward, and you're trying to, you know, become the man or woman that God created you to be, keep at it. Just stay focused, man. There's gonna be, just recently I was at the receiving end of negativity, man. We made a shirt for this gal that unfortunately had passed away, and we were donating, you know, money to support this shirt, right? You're donating money from this shirt to support this gal. And we literally got people, it was one person, but it felt like it was people, but it was this one person that criticized us. The people, mind you, the people that we were giving the money to that I knew their family and such, they were very appreciative and we were able to support them. And that was awesome. Like, hey, thank you so much. That's amazing. Meanwhile, some bozo that doesn't know anything about the background, doesn't know me, doesn't know the company, doesn't know anything, was critical of it and was very judgmental of it as well. I just found it interesting. Like, I had this nice comment all ready to clap back at her, like, listen here, you know, yada, yada. But it just wasn't worth it, you know? And so I ultimately deleted the comment and just deleted the post. And I was like, I'm not interested in this whatsoever. But anyhow, man, just got to remember, man, consider the source whenever people are criticizing you and being critical, because more often than not, these people are not doing anything with their own lives. And whenever they see someone else doing something that might be beyond the level that they feel that they are living their lives, or wherever this other person should be living their life at, chances are, it's just not the right person to be around. So anyway, misery loves company, man. And just stay focused on the right things. Become the man or woman that God created you to be. Just keep your head down, eyes forward. Pray for those people. Lift them up and live a life that inspires them, hopefully, you know, and live a life of followable excellence. And hopefully they come along, because that to me, man, I've heard stories of that when people are like, man, I used to be like X, Y, or Z against you, right? Because of this reason or that reason or whatever. And then I eventually came along and realized it was because of this reason, the reason why I was feeling that way, or whatever it is, the reason why I said that because of this or whatever have you. So anyways, man, sometimes people don't even say things because of you. They say things mainly because of what's going on in their own life, and you just happen to be there. So anyhow, but that's this word of encouragement that I want to leave y'all with. Y'all, thank you so very much for listening to the show. I trust you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please leave us a 5-star review. Share it out with at least one person. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever you're listening to your podcast at, share it out with someone. Let them know that you enjoyed it. And we're not gonna run ads on the show. But that being said, the way we grow the show is by word of mouth. So if you enjoyed it, if it added value to you in any sort of way, whether it made you laugh, made you smile, made you cry, got you inspired, empowered you a little bit, whatever the case may be, share it out if it added value to your day, and leave us a 5-star review. And if you didn't add value to your day and you think it kind of stunk, then hey, don't share it out and don't leave us a review at all. So fair enough. But anyways, guys, thank you so much again for listening. I'm grateful that you're a part of the Qualified family, and we'll talk to you soon. Until next time, chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. See you guys. Hey, what's going on, Qualified family? Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I trust you enjoyed the message. You know, with the Qualified brand, our mission is to empower you to chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. You know, ultimately the life that you are qualified to live. You know, but it's not about just being qualified on our own. It's about the fact that God has created us with innate value and divine purpose to live for something bigger than ourselves. You know, a life ultimately that is fulfilling and brings glory and honor to Him. You know, so whether you've never had the opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life, or maybe you were like me, you know, and you fell away, kind of fell away from your faith and kind of did your own thing, I want to encourage you with this. And that is that Jesus still loves you and wants, dude, desires a relationship with you so badly as well. And here's the thing, it doesn't matter how many times you've messed up, it doesn't matter how messed up your past is, it doesn't matter how many times you've missed the mark, it doesn't how many times you thought you were going to go one way and you went the other way as well. Your purpose still stands. Not only that, regardless of your past, the love of Christ for you still stands as well. You know, and that's the amazing thing, dude. I mean, I've made a point of sharing how crazy my past has been and how many times I messed up. And here's the thing, God is the God of second chances. And not only second, but third, fourth, fifth, infinitely amount of chances, man. He just wants that relationship with you. So would you pray this prayer with me? Just repeat the following. Just say, Father God, thank you for the amazing work your son Jesus did by dying on the cross and raising again, forever making me righteous, complete, and free from the power of sin. I confess that Jesus is Lord of my life, repent of and ask forgiveness for my sins, and fully surrender my life to you. Use me to make your kingdom great. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, first of all, I am so dang excited for the decision that you just made. And I got to tell you this as well. It says in Luke 15, verse 10 in the Amplified translation, that there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. So what does that mean? Dude, right now, there's a dang party going on in heaven, bro. Like, everyone's going crazy. They're like, hey, this girl, this guy just gave their life to Christ and made the best decision of their life. So seriously, I'm super happy for you and excited for that decision you made. So two things. Number one, I got to tell you, you got to recommend that you need to get a Bible and start reading the New Testament, reading about the life of Christ as well. So whether you download the Bible app off the iTunes store or, you know, for Android, and start reading it there, or, you know, definitely recommend either the Amplified translation or the New Living translation or even the New King James translation as well. Or if you get a physical Bible as well and start reading, that's great. But just make sure you start reading and, you know, reading the New Testament, learn about the life of Christ and go from there and start growing that in that relationship and spending time with him. Second of all, there's a special page that I made specifically for this as well on Qualified Pearl's website. That link for that is down below in the description. And it just takes you to some resources that I highly recommend that you get. Books that I've read, with the exception of one, there's one called, Disciplines of a Godly Woman. Clearly haven't read that one, but the other ones I highly recommend, and they're super powerful. This, some great resources that'll help you grow, help you improve, and just go deeper in your relationship with Christ as well. So, dude, so happy for you. And if you need anything, definitely feel free to reach out, thequalifiedpodcast@gmail.com. Happy to answer any questions that you have. Y'all, have an amazing day. Until next time, chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. We'll talk to you soon.